Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third, the left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Red Kress. Batting fifth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second, the second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third, the left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball four. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schulte. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Schulte steals second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schulte scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a fly ball into center field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Doljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McManus moves to second. Frank Doljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doljak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Gehringer moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. There goes Stone trying to get to home. Kress throws the ball into Melillo, who relays the ball to Farrell, who tags Stone, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Levy. Alexander scores. McManus moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Frank Doljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doljak is 0 for 1 in the game. Doljak hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti strikes out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabowski strikes out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Alexander moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. McManus reaches second base with a double. Alexander scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Daljak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 7-1, Tigers. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-2 in the game. Storti hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Koenig fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Grabowski hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Crouch pinch hits for Sam Gray. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Schult strikes out. Grabowski drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schult out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jess Doyle now pitching. Jack Crouch now catching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Stone moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. McManus reaches second base with a double. Stone scores. Alexander scores. It's 9-1, Tigers. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Daljak hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Koenig reaches second base with a double. McManus scores. It's 10-1, Tigers. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Tigers. Ed Grimes pinch hits for Jess Doyle. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Daljak. Grimes reaches second base with a double. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-3 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Grimes moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Burns reaches second base with a double. Grimes scores. Storti moves to third. It's 10-3, Tigers. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch is 0-for-1 in the game. Crouch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crouch for the out. Storti scores. Burns moves to third. Levy moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-4, Tigers. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Schult hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 10-7, Tigers. Raleigh Stiles pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Browns 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Grimes now playing second base. Raleigh Stiles now pitching. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehill takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Whitehill moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitehill scores. There goes Gehringer trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Stone moves to second. Two outs. It's 11-7, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Stiles. Stone moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Dahl Jack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Dahl Jack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.